following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. I'm DJ Lachey, and you are listening to Beyond the Obstacle, a podcast where we discuss what it takes to become an elite athlete. Welcome to episode 2 of Beyond the Obstacle. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about how I train. So as I mentioned in the first episode, I'm a Ninja Warrior athlete. So a lot of what I'm going to be saying is a little ninja specific, but again, a lot of this translates to any other sport that you might be training for. So what does a typical training session look like for me? I'm going to kind of do like a day in the life type thing of what a typical training session looks like for me as a elite Ninja Warrior athlete. So first off, there's what I do before I even get to the gym. So I train at one of the best ninja gyms in the country, which is obviously very helpful, but there's a lot that is really important to training that is outside of what I actually train in the gym. So I'm actually recording this just after finishing a training session, like 30 or 40 minutes ago. So a lot of what I'm about to say is stuff that I did today. An important thing about training is being prepared to train. So that's mentally and in terms of like how much sleep you have, making sure that you're awake. These are things that can really be overlooked because if you don't have these things, you won't be ready to train your hardest. And for me as a Ninja Warrior athlete, when I'm trying to prepare for competitions where I'm trying to go all out, I want to be able to train all out so that I can compete at my best. So sleep is a really important thing. And I'm going to talk about this more later too, but if you aren't awake enough, sometimes I drink caffeine, but better than caffeine is definitely sleep. So like today, I took a pretty prolonged nap before training so that when I woke up and drove to the gym, I feel 100% ready to go. Another thing that's important to me is making sure that I don't eat too much food before training. If you eat too much food, you're not going to feel your best. You're going to feel bloated and you won't feel like your maximal explosiveness, but obviously you don't be starving. So for me, I often will eat like one protein bar or just like a little snack before training, which is really important to me. So once I actually get to the gym and I'm ready to train, something that I have been doing recently that helps me a lot is while I'm warming up, I put in earbuds and just listen to music and don't talk to anybody, which is an interesting thing because in Ninja, training with training partners is extremely helpful, which I'll get more into later. But warm up, especially as you get older and older, is more and more important to making sure you're training your best and especially to making sure that you prevent injuries. So lately, I've been taking my warm up super seriously. I have maybe like a 15 to 25 minute warm up routine depending on how I'm feeling when I get to the gym. And lately, I will put in earbuds, listen to music, and just make sure I'm fully locked in on hitting all the warm-ups that I need to hit and really warming up well. Because if you get distracted, and it's for me, a lot of my closest friends are my training partners, so it's easy to just like start talking to people. But if I don't do a proper warm-up, I'm a lot more likely to get injured, and the whole training session can get thrown off. So I now try to make sure I don't talk to anybody and just fully focus on my warm-up. And once my warm-up's done, then I'm ready to go. And something that's super important to any training session is making sure you have it planned out. Something, the beginner mistake I see a lot of people doing when they first start training is they'll come into the gym and they'll just be like, oh, I'm just going to train like generally. I don't even know. They just kind of don't come in with a plan and then they kind of figure it out as they go along. I still occasionally will do that, and that's a big mistake because when you do that, you end up being lazy because you will, since you don't have any plans set, you're gonna only like work on the stuff that you want to work on, and you're not gonna hit the things that you potentially really need to work on. So when you come in with a plan and like a list of things that you are trying to train, you're a lot more likely to actually train those things. So for me, I train a lot of course runs, I train a lot of specific skills. And then there's also the element of like strength training and conditioning. So for me, a lot of my physical training is also on ninja obstacles, which is helpful for me. I think if you can make your, like the more fun you can make your strength training or conditioning, the better because it'll be more motivating. But obviously, I also will sometimes be doing just like boring workouts, like normal workouts, because at my ninja gym, we also have a like weight area. So for me, a typical training session, I will work on some skills and make sure that it's specific skills that I know that I need to work on. And then sometimes also just play around on some obstacles, because in ninja, the more movements that you become familiarized with, the better. And then course runs tailored to a competition that is leading up for me, or course runs of something that is a weakness of mine. Specifically lately, a weakness of mine is speed courses, and there's a competition series that I'm training for where speed is very important. So I've been having an extra focus on speed and trying to train speed multiple days a week. And then something that I do at the end of almost every training session is something that will burn out some muscle group. So whether that's something on Ninja Warrior obstacles that will get my forearms and biceps really exhausted, or sometimes it's just a boring workout. Like yesterday I did bench press. Tomorrow I'm planning to do legs, just like your typical workouts, but making sure that when you finish your training session, something is really tired. And not only is that going to be good for you physically, but that really helps my mental health of feeling like I pushed really hard. And then another big thing at the end of every training session that I've been, especially lately as I get older, trying to really focus on is recovery and stretching. Spending, even like if it's like 10 or 15 minutes, doing physical therapy for different muscles that or different joints or parts of your body that you know that you need to protect, and then stretching, working on flexibility, super important. And something that I think is very overlooked in training in general is being specific to you. There's a lot of people that try to like follow certain programs, which I think is a big mistake, because there's a lot of things that will work well for you that won't work for other people, and vice versa. For example, when I warm up, there's a lot of people that have like a specific warm-up routine that they like learn from somebody. For me, my warm-up routine has evolved throughout the years. I really like my warm-up routine right now, but I would not recommend that other people use my exact warm-up routine, because my warm-up routine is tailored to the parts of my body that I know need to be ready to go, the parts of my body that I know I'm about to use a lot, and the things that feel good to me specifically. So I think it's really important that you understand that you need to tailor your training, your warm-up, your recovery to what feels good and what works for your body, and not what somebody else is telling you works for them. And that's, I think, super key to understand. After a good training session, some things that are important are having protein, having potentially training supplements, and then sleep. Sleep, to me, is extremely important to my training. If I don't get a good night's sleep, I won't recover well from a training session. But I, again, think that this is a little bit overplayed by some people. I know some really good athletes that do not take their diet seriously or do not get good sleep. And obviously, ideally, you want to. Maybe they'd be better athletes if they did. But at the end of the day, whatever makes you feel ready as an athlete is going to be what works. So if you are not having the best diet, but you're still able to train hard and improve fast, obviously that might not be ideal for you, but I don't think that it's necessarily worth somebody else coming in and telling you exactly what you need versus what feels good to you. If you can get motivated by like going and having ice cream after your training session, that's not something I do, but say you are motivated, like you train harder because you know that you're going to go get ice cream after your training session, maybe that's worth it for you as a trade-off. So I think it's really important to understand that your body is going to be different from everybody else's body, and different things are going to affect different people differently. So some people that like not getting a good night's sleep or eating a lot of junk food might affect them really poorly, but other people it might not even affect them that much. So I think it's important to really go off of feel sometimes. One more thing I want to touch on is, what do I do when I'm injured? Ninja Warrior is a pretty high impact sport. You're flying through the air, catching yourself. There's a lot of impact on your joints. So I definitely get injured like fairly often, unfortunately. And whether it's minor injuries or more major injuries, especially like the minor injuries are very frequent. There's often injuries that'll take me out for a couple days to a couple weeks, just like little things that are little tweaks and stuff. And so what do I do when I'm injured? So first off, I think it's really important to understand that rest days are important. This is something that took me years to understand because I used to just try to train every day. But if you are training and your body is not fully recovered, you're more likely to get hurt more often. And when you take a full rest day or at least rest a certain part of your body, it's going to recover a lot more than if you push through it, even if it's not even in that much pain. But when I am injured, especially like let's say I have a pretty prolonged injury. The last major injury I had was a flexor pulley tear in one of my fingers, which made me not even able to hang from a bar for like a month. And then I couldn't hang by my fingers for like another 3 or 4 months. And this occurred in February and it's currently October. So that's 8 months and it's still not 100% better. It hasn't really affected my training too much in like last 3 months, but it is definitely mostly, it is definitely still there, but it's mostly better. For example, when I had that, I would try to push the other parts of my body. So like for that month where I couldn't even hang on a bar with my right hand, I would do a lot of stuff with my left arm to try to get my left arm stronger. And when you get one side stronger, your body naturally translates some of that strength into the other side just because your body is trying to stay even. And then I trained like a lot of balance. I trained a lot of legs. And so obviously it really is rough when you have an injury, but there's always something you can train. Even if you have multiple injuries, like one of the hardest points in my time doing ninja was there was a point like 4 years ago where I had a broken leg and an upper back injury that prevented me from doing almost any upper body obstacles, which was really rough because I couldn't do like any lower body or upper body. The one thing I could do was dead hang, just like hang on stuff without pulling, because the thing that hurt my back is when I would pull up. So I trained a ton of like finger strength and grip strength and hanging. So like there's always something you can do. And obviously if you're fully healthy, it's a lot easier to train hard, but there's always something you can do or something you can do for recovery and mobility or something you can do to help yourself recover faster. Another thing that I've really been emphasizing lately is that it's better to not train than to half train. So something I've noticed in like the last few years is my worst I ever feel about training days is when I do what I call half training, which is I come into the gym, I'm not feeling my best. I'm either like sore from the day before or I didn't get a good night's sleep and I'm not feeling my best. And I'm like, oh, but I don't want to take a rest day. So I just like kind of train, but I don't really like follow a plan. I don't really train hard. I just like kind of warm up, do kind of like a little stuff and then just stop. So the issue with this is you're not really training anything and you're not really recovering either. So it's like the worst of both worlds. If you push through and end up actually having a pretty good training session, great. But if you're going to not do much, you're just going to not recover for the next day. So something that I've been trying to do, especially in the last few months, is when I don't feel 100%, I choose one or the other. Either I fully train and just push through it and train anyway, or I just am like, you know what? I'm not feeling it today. That's okay. I'm going to take a rest day and I'm going to train hard the next day, which is okay too, because then I am a lot more recovered for the next day. And taking extra rest days is never bad as long as you're training hard the days you are training. So I think that that's something that's super underrated, is you don't want to half-heartedly train. This is something I really prioritize. You either go hard or you rest and be ready to train really hard the next day. And the last thing I want to touch on before I end today's episode is the importance of training partners and the people around you. So especially in my sport of Ninja Warrior, it's really important to have training partners to push you. And I think that this can also apply to any other sport with either training partners or coaches. When you have other people to hold you accountable and vice versa, that goes such a long way. Because as much as training by yourself can work, when you are pushing somebody else and they're pushing you to your limits, that's when you often get the best out of each other. So if you can find people with the same motivation as you, which for me is pretty hard because I am super motivated to get as good as I possibly can at Ninja Warrior, that is such a powerful tool. So I'm going to leave it with that. And on the next episode, it's going to be kind of part two of this, where today I talked about how I train. Next time, I'm going to talk about how I compete. So I will see you next time on Beyond the Obstacle.